Bow. Hello, everybody. It's the Not All Here podcast.
It's so funny because you just jumped right into it. I was like, oh, shit, we're going right in. Okay.
With your host, Jettison Bombardier.
It's the host with the most, Jettison Bombardier. And Easy L for easy listening.
Dang, bro.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to I looked it up because I had to save like the file or whatever.
42nd.
Oh yeah, you got it.
I did.
Yep, episode, yep, 42. 10 away from a year.
Damn, bro.
Even though I know we were, bro, I was thinking about today and I was like, oh yeah, we gotta record the podcast today. And then I was like, when did we record the last podcast? It feels like it was forever for me.
Yeah.
Even though I think it was only like we took a week off.
Yeah. It's like usually when we have these 2 week breaks, a lot of stuff happens and we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I feel like nothing that important happened.
Yeah, it wasn't like, I don't think a lot, a few things happened like actually recently, like maybe like a day or two ago.
Uh-huh.
But I think with life going on, I don't even think like a lot of stuff stuck out to me that I know of. But I say all that to say, welcome to episode 42, y'all. Thank you for listening or if you're watching on YouTube. And, it, you know, it feels good to be back, you know. We're doing our thing, you know. I don't know where I'm going with that, but
yeah, man.
There was a I actually wanted to start off at the top. So did you see, so I'm pretty sure you noticed, because I mean we're all iPhone users. They announced a new iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And so have you seen like the specs and stuff like that?
I have not. I know nothing about this. You got the details?
So I have some of the details. Let me actually pull this up real quick. So the iPhone, I don't think this is gonna matter to you.
Uh-huh.
But like what it does now, at least, excuse me, not all of them, but certain, they increased the space to, there's an option for 1 terabyte on your phone.
I want it. My computer doesn't have enough space and I regret not just spending a couple hundred more. And I have external hard drives, but I regret not spending more money to get that space. The space is important.
Yo, that's like really wild.
And
so,
on your phone, you got videos and pictures and I need it, man. I want it.
It's really wild because, like, I don't know why, but, like, when you think of a terabyte, you got to think, a terabyte's, like, basically a hard drive. It's a hard drive, you know, that you use. And, like, it's funny. So, before, this is my iPhone right here or whatever. When I first got it, I think I was, like, shooting. I was, like, maybe I should get 500 gigs. But then I think at the time I was, like, you know what? I'm just going to get 256. That's what,
What iPhone do you have?
XR.
What number is that?
That's the one. 10? No, I think that was after 10, but right before 11 came out, I think. So it's like after.
I still have 6.
Wow.
I tend to use things until they die. I just run them into the ground.
You're kind of like that old guy's like, no, I don't want to move to digital. I want to stay in analog.
I still have a computer at home that runs XP, Windows XP.
Wow.
And I've recently just converted over and started making beats on a new system.
Wait, did you bump up to 10? Like the Windows?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I still have that old computer in it. And if somebody, let's say there was a important mission, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say Kanye West or Drake called and was like, okay, yo, JRB, I need the most fire beat. I'm pulling up XP, yo. I'm going to Windows XP. It's like those old guys that can't let go of their MPC.
Uh-huh.
Just because I know the system so well and I'm so fast on it and boom.
I get that. Like, man, I got these floppy disks, you know, and I got to. No, that's hilarious.
That's how I am with my phone as well.
I think that's how, like, because you also, too, you don't update, like, apps or anything.
I hate updating anything.
That's hilarious.
Because it breaks. I feel like it's just, I don't know, man. I'm old school.
It's funny, but no, I get that. It's kind of like, I think back in the day, now I think my mind has changed a little bit. But back in the day, you know, when iPhones were coming out, I said, if I ever get one, I need to wait for like the first few people to buy them to see what's wrong with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're like, oh, there's a bug like this and whatever. But now I kind of feel like they update it so quick that they're like, you know.
Is it just me or I feel like the only change that happens is the camera quality?
Yeah.
Every time the camera just gets more and more amazing.
Yeah. I think that's what basically it is. It's funny because you say that the camera. So like the camera, what I was saying is, so it shoots in 4K now, but it also happens to shoot in 4K, what's called ProRes. And that's like some film like shit where like you're editing high quality footage and it looks amazing. Now, when you hear that, you're like, well, why would you need that? Like, why do we record? But I mean, I understand the appeal. They're like, well, everybody records videos, takes photos.
I want it.
It's amazing. And so like, and then supposedly now like the screen There's this thing, like, I still don't understand it, but I understand when I hear it, where it's like there's a refresh rate on your screen. Mm-hmm. And so this one, they finally bumped it up to 120. So you'll be able to, it'll seem quicker when you look at it. And so versus like if you look at an older phone, I can never really tell the difference, but maybe my eyes aren't the best.
You know, we shot a Cool Ass People music video with an iPhone.
Which one?
Malcolm's iPhone. We shot Turbulence.
Oh.
We shot it. It's funny. We shot it in 4K, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I took all the files to my computer and my computer couldn't handle them.
Wow.
So I had to like turn the quality back down and then edit it.
It was too high res.
It still looked good.
Wow. Nobody
would even know that we shot it with an iPhone.
That's crazy. I didn't even know. Yep. Like, wow. Yep. That's crazy. Like with these new ones though, it's like, I feel like, so I don't know if you ever heard, but like maybe like years ago, I can't remember which iPhone it was, but there was actually like a company that actually shot a full feature length film with an iPhone. And they had like, there's companies that make like actual cinematic lenses for the iPhone camera. Mm. And so they did it all and like, it looked great and amazing. And I'm like, bro, at this point, like this camera, if you look at it, like just the specs of it and like the picture that's getting better at like low light situations where there's not a lot of light and it's not like super grainy. And so it looks crazy and it looks amazing. But other than that, it's like everything else is kind of the same. Charger's the same. Like nothing else is really out of...
No headphone port.
I think they're never going to come back to that. Or you know what they'll do? They're going to be like, there's a special edition phone that costs just as much as a new one, and it comes with a headphone port.
Sometimes less isn't more, man.
I feel you.
Throw an extra hole or two in there.
That's hilarious.
Are you going to get one?
Yeah, I actually am. Mm-hmm. I actually am. I'm thinking about it, but I'm going to wait a little bit just because I think I want to finish up this one. And this one's been good to me. Like, there's nothing really wrong with this.
Is there anything else that's fancy that's great about the new one?
Let me see. It's a lot faster, offers more space, has a nice screen.
You want to get that terabyte?
Hell no, I don't need a terabyte, bro. Like, it's funny, this is 256, and I realize 256 is more than enough for me.
I'm a hoarder. I just like collecting things, and I
feel you.
Yeah.
No, for me, like, I think I've only used, out of the 256 gigs this phone has right here, I think I've only ever used, the most I used was like 20, 30 gigs.
That's it. Bro.
So I have this thing where, because I have a bunch of photos and videos, but like every time I use a video, I'll be like, I don't need this anymore. And I just delete it.
What?
Yeah.
I keep everything.
No, I don't.
I keep everything. So my capacity is 128 gigs on this, and I only have 20 gigs available.
Wow.
And I had to clean out a lot of stuff. It was getting low on space, so I had to clean out stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really wild. No, with this, I don't have a lot of apps. I just use it for like really Spotify messaging. And I don't even take pictures that much with it. Like I only do it rarely, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's because I always rely on like real camera to do all that stuff for me. So, but the iPhone was announced, and so it's cool that, and like I didn't care about the rest of it. Even though I am thinking about getting an Apple Watch. Just for like, I like the health part of it, you know, keeping track of like steps, what's it called? How long you've been working out and stuff like that. But they announced a new watch and then I think something to do with like the iPad, but I've never been a fan of like the iPad or anything.
My mom loves iPads. I can't get into iPads. I'd rather just be on a computer.
Exactly. Or get like a little laptop or something like that. But yeah, so that was really cool. There's like something else happened this week that I don't know if you saw. I'm pretty sure you did. It was on Instagram a lot where the Met Gala, or how you say it, Met Gala.
Rihanna party?
Party. Oh, Rihanna party?
Rihanna party. The only reason I know the Met Gala is because of Rihanna.
I don't even know what the Met Gala is.
It's a auction where basically rich people, I think you have to pay like thousands of dollars for a table or a seat. Mm. And then basically you dress up. It's this extravagant like dinner party type thing. Mm. If they have dinner, I'm not even sure. But it's a auction and rich people go there and it might be for charity. I don't remember.
I think it is for charity or something like that.
They buy stuff and they show off what they're wearing.
And then they initiate the Illuminati, the new member.
You got to do a blood sacrifice.
Blood. It's just like wild to me, like the fashion there, because you saw Rihanna and ASAP. Uh-huh. And like It's funny, people were saying that he looked like what was it, like Fruity Pebbles or like some Captain Crunch with the with the thing. And then I saw Lil Nas X, he kind of looked like C-3PO with like the all gold he had on.
Dude, the it's boss showing up somewhere wearing armor. just wearing straight up armor, gold plated armor. That's crazy.
He I was like, is that C-3PO there? What is he doing there? Where's R2? Where's R2-D2? But it was interesting.
Let's say you're like a millionaire billionaire. Uh-huh. And somebody's just begging you to go to the Met Gala.
Okay.
You're going to go check it out?
Man, I don't know. To be honest,
I'm going to go check it out just to see how that part of the...
If I can leave whenever I want to leave, then yeah, I'd go. If I'd get there and I'd be like, I'm not feeling this, and then just dip in the middle of somebody talking, yeah, I'm leaving. But
yeah.
But
you're just walking out on charity like that, huh?
Yeah. I don't be like, I don't like giving my shit away. No. But because it just think it's like what else happened? The Met Gala happened, and it's interesting because at first I was asking my girl about it, and I was like, "What is like? Why are these people dressing up like this? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all crazy?" And I guess maybe it's because it's like one of those things that you want to make a statement, you want people to talk about you, mm-hmm. or something like that. And I just didn't understand it. AOC was there. You saw she had that dress.
Tax the rich,
and it was funny. People were like, "But aren't you going with a dinner with the rich or something like that?"
Yes. There's different levels to rich, though.
True. That is true.
There's Bezos type of rich, and then there's AOC type of rich.
Is she rich? I heard she was like, she was actually living on a like a not broke, but like she didn't have like that crazy amount of money.
Well, she probably makes six figures, right? Does she not make? Maybe she doesn't make seven figures.
Okay.
But she probably makes six figures.
She makes.
I don't know.
Good money. I okay. want to make
maybe,
that type
maybe
of money.
She's not rich. Maybe you don't call her rich.
But it was just interesting.
What do you think of that dress?
I didn't think it looked that cool. I thought, you know, it just looked like a dress that somebody wrote on. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, of course, but the statement.
Oh, the statement. I feel like, I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it doesn't make me go, okay, like we need to tax the rich. I kind of be like, yeah, tax the rich. Okay. I just wasn't wowed. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I say that saying, if you look at me and how I dress, I don't really care about fashion all that much.
I don't give a fuck about fashion.
I do not care,
dude,
man.
Fashion confuses me why people love it and it's their passion.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You know, I think I had to think about it like this because I still don't understand it. And like, it's interesting to me, but I think of it kind of like a painter painting a canvas. Mm-hmm. You have these colors that you can kind of bring together and make an outfit look cool. There are like some people I've seen on TikTok who they'll do like, what's it called? Ideas for people, how they should dress. Like if you're a certain body style or if you like certain colors. And it's very interesting. And I'm like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have just put on like a regular plain tee and some shorts or like, it's just really interesting.
Yeah. One thing that I hate, yo.
Okay. Get it off your chest.
Designer clothes and this Gucci, Prada, Louis Vuitton. Why do people love these name brands? And it's just paying thousands of dollars for these pieces of cloth.
Yeah.
When you can.
Yeah. It really go to like Walmart or like even not even go to Walmart. You can go like to like, what is it? What's the name of the stores where they.
I mean, you can go to the mall and. Mall, yeah. I mean, you don't even got to buy cheap stuff. Yeah. Right. But thousands of dollars for a t-shirt, thousands of dollars for pants. I don't get it, yo.
I don't get it either.
I guess I'm just not rich enough.
Maybe.
Maybe if I had some money, I'd be.
You'd feel that way?
I'd put on a Louis Vuitton shirt and I'd be like, oh, I get it now. This thread is immaculate.
I don't know. I don't get it either. Because like, have you ever noticed, like, I noticed this, like, there's a few people I follow, actually Latin artists, who they wear like very expensive clothing, right? But I always look at like their shoes and like their shirts and jeans, and it looks like the most ridiculous things ever.
Designer shoes are ugly as hell.
They are
Balenciaga
really
shoes look like it, you know those drawings of like a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old. If you ask them to draw a shoe, that's what a Balenciaga would look like. You know what they draw a bus and the bus just looks retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that is a bus, I guess.
That's basically designer shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there aren't the designer shoes the ones with like those spikes. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But those them are ugly. Like I've seen some designer shoes and I've actually had like, I'd say acquaintances be like, oh, what you think about this? And I look at it, I'm like, damn, that shit's ugly. But I don't say that. I just go, it's a good, that's cool.
It's a good defense mechanism, yo.
Spikes for shoes.
You get somebody coming at you?
Kick them in the shins?
Just kick them. Like,
that's... yeah, good defense.
Yeah.
But they're, yeah, they're not, they're just ugly to me. But I'd rather just give me some, I don't even know. Like, even this shirt, I bought this from Ragorama. That's like a... Was it Exchange Clothing Store?
Ragorama. I've never heard of that.
That's in Little Five Points.
Mm. I'm not hip enough to go over there.
Oh. You don't even got to be hip. It's really like a resale store. That's just what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all that happened. But I wanted
shout
to...
Shout out to Rihanna.
Shout out to Rihanna.
I love you, baby. Call me. Whenever ASAP starts acting up.
I wanted to bring up, did you see on Twitter... the tweet Nicki Minaj tweeted about the vaccine.
Oh, gosh, we got to talk about this.
Now, I probably have to pull up the tweet, but she said something. Now, I think, because I was talking to my girl about this, but I think she only said it because she was trying to distract from the real issue.
Huh?
She was distracting from the real issue.
What?
So, okay. So the tweet, let me see if I
remember the tweet. I'm curious about what the real issue is.
Okay. So hold on. Let me...
I'll stall yeah, and try to say something. I feel like Nicki's cousin just didn't expect that much. didn't expect his life to change. I wonder how much his life changed. If his life changed in that week, probably everyone that he knows called him or texted him or messaged him.
Probably. What's it called? I can't find the tweet, but it's okay. Oh, it says, no, that's not it. That's something else. Never mind. So basically to the effect of she was talking about the vaccine, saying that she heard from her cousin or something like that, that basically was about to get married, that he took the vaccine and supposedly his junk got swollen or something like that.
See, that's why I haven't taken the vaccine yet. I don't want my balls to just swell. You know what I mean? They're a good size and I just.
That's hilarious.
I don't need extra swelling. So.
So she made that statement, right? And then people were like, I don't think that has anything to do with the vaccine. That's more so STDs or excuse me, STIs now or whatever they are.
Dang, Nicki.
But she got clowned on, right? And then what I found out, I was like, because to me, it came out of nowhere. Like that tweet just came out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, what? Where you been? Like, why are you saying this now?
Oh, it was because of the Met Gala.
Was it? Oh, that's right. She didn't go because of the vaccine.
I didn't go because you had to be vaccinated to go.
Okay, and, gotcha. And she's not vaccinated.
Getting the vaccine makes your balls swell, so.
So what does it do for her?
No. I mean.
No, but that response sounds like something that a kid would say to make up, like a cover up of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually dig a little deeper, what you find out is that supposedly it's alleged that her husband, you know, the one that was like in jail and stuff, and now he's out or whatever, he's been out for a minute. So he didn't register as a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
And so because he decided not to, he faces up to 20 years in jail.
What?
Yeah. And so some people are saying that kind of response came out of nowhere because she was trying to distract from that.
Wow.
So I could see that happening. I mean, you know, she's trying to be like, no, I can handle this.
She took the heat off of hubby.
Yeah. Supposedly facing, I think, either up to 10 or up to 20, something like that, because he didn't want to register. But hey, you know. But it just had me dying laughing, just the whole, like, people on the island and balls swelling and all that. It's like, I remember thinking, I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard one person ever say that happened, that they took the vaccine. They're like, yeah, they just swelled up like crazy. Elephantitis over here or something.
Yeah, the media is really keeping that story down. Fake news has not been reporting on that. It's an epidemic out here.
That's hilarious.
Whenever you see guys walking funny, it's because of the swollen balls and they got the vaccine.
No, but yeah. And so like that shit had me dying laughing. And then everybody's going in. And now it's actually developed even more to where I can't remember. She said something I had saw on here. She was supposedly saying she was invited to the White House to speak. Because I think
what
they
was
were
that about. I saw a headline for that.
Yeah, they were talking about supposedly they wanted to be like, well, no, we can, you know, they invited me to talk or something like that. And the White House was like, we never invited you. Like, and like, she's like, no, I have my receipts here. Da da da. And it's a little back and forth. It's actually like escalated and turned into like a whole little dramatic thing. But I just focused on the funny part, that tweet that she sent.
Are you a part of the Barbs?
No. Nothing against them. I don't care if they come for me because I don't be looking at social media like that.
You're part of the Beehive.
No, I'm not part of the Beehive either.
Dang, bro.
I'm not a part of any hive.
You're not a Balvinator?
A Balvinator? I don't even know what that is. Balvinator.
I tried inventing something for like Jay Balvin.
A Balvinator. You're not part of the Balvinive.
Dang, bro.
No. And so it was just interesting. Something that caught my eye that had me dying laughing. There is actually something that I want to get to, but hold on. Let's take a quick break. Okay. And we're going to come right back. Hold on. Hey, and we're back.
So that's why I told her, you know, it started swelling and I was like, damn, I shouldn't have got that vaccine.
That's but you know, if that was actually a true statement in the world that we're living in, if the vaccine did do that, that'd be like the first thing you'd hear. Cause like men be like, bro, I ain't taking that shit. My balls swell up like that. No, but there's something I saw on the news, Google News. Shout out to Google News if you want to sponsor us.
Google News.
So have you ever heard of a platform called Steam?
Yes, the video game stuff.
So there's actually a game that's actually really popular that recently launched. That's really popular, and it's like they have like a chart as to like, you know, what's really hot right now and what people think, and people can leave reviews. So there's this game, right, that's called Gas Station Simulator.
Oh, gosh.
And basically what it is the game is basically, it starts off as you inherit a gas station from like an uncle or something like that. And basically you have to upkeep the gas station and, you know, you get to like renovate it and do your thing, whatever, kind of like Sims-ish in a way. But you get to do all these different things and you do deal with customer service and a lot of different things. And it had me dying laughing because I was like, why is this like a number one? It's like number one. It's like up there. And I'm like, why is this a thing? Why is this so big? Like all these simulator games. And I wanted to ask you, okay, if you could have any simulator game, like you're like, whatever company creates it, they're like, Jetty, what should be the next simulator game?
So I'll answer that question, but have you seen also a bum simulator?
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
Silence at the House watches these guys play video games, and I've seen them play the bum simulator. That game is wild. You can just walk around peeing on people.
That's hilarious.
Which is kind of fucked up. Imagine a homeless person encountering that and being like, yo, y'all are playing a video game.
This isn't
fun. But so basically a simulator game is it's kind of like real life. It's like,
yeah, it just simulates it. Yeah.
So you're asking what
activity would you, if they come to you and say, hey Jay, what activity should we use as the next simulator game? Did you, before you answer, let me also tell you, have you seen, there's also a simulator game for like cutting grass. Have you seen that?
No.
I'm dead serious.
I could just go cut my own grass.
Exactly.
what kid is,
maybe this isn't kids. Maybe these are like, you know, older people who kind of maybe don't have a yard to cut or don't, and they want that simulation.
Oh, God.
I've seen people play it where you're literally on those like sit down lawnmowers and you just, there's also a, what is it? What is that? Oh, high pressure simulator. So like when you're high pressuring houses to clean them, there's a simulator for that. Goat simulator. There's a farming simulator, truck, like a diesel driving American truck simulator.
Okay. I want underwater scuba simulator.
Ooh, okay.
Because I would enjoy doing that, but I feel like there's a lot of pressure to that, and you got to get the equipment right and you might die.
Yeah.
So just give me the simulator where I can swim with the sharks in the ocean reef. Besides that, give me the Elon Musk simulator.
Oh.
I just want to know what it's like to just
be him.
Be able to snap my fingers and make a chocolate cake fall out of the ceiling.
Okay.
Just do magician stuff. I feel like billionaires are magicians.
Yeah, basically.
You could just do that and just anything could happen.
They'd be like, I want this. And then they go
I want the best fried chicken ever.
That's hilarious. Okay, I could see that. That actually seems like exciting, like a scuba diving simulator.
What simulator do you want?
Let's see. If I had to simulate something, let me think of like everyday activities. That's funny. I was about to say gym simulator, but you could just go.
Yeah. I was thinking like LeBron James simulator, but then it's like I could just play NBA 2K.
2K,
like,
yeah.
These simulators have to be Okay, the gas station simulator. Mm-hmm. Do you eventually end up playing as the person behind the counter?
You are the person that owns it and you're behind the counter.
These games are made for rich people that have never had a sucky ass job. And they want to know what these jobs feel like, being a regular person feels like.
It's funny you say that because that somebody said that. They're like, this seems like a thing that rich people would try to experience what it's like to be poor.
Or like, what's it really like to mow grass? I've never mowed grass before.
I could definitely see that.
God. All right. Well, what simulator do you want?
So my simulator would be, I got it. Wait, no. Let me think. I was about to say dog walker simulator.
You can just walk your dog.
Yeah, I know. And I could literally just walk. She's around here somewhere. I could just walk the dog. No, let me think. I was actually, for some reason, State Fair popped in my thing. State Fair Simulator.
Oh.
So what the objective is that you're the owner of this state fair or like a traveling fair. And you have to go to these different cities and you have to decide which rides to put there for each city.
I like it for some reason.
I know. It sounds kind of interesting, right?
You could break a ride and just kill people.
Yeah. Something would break. You might get sued and it ends the game or something.
I saw this on Reddit. This is kind of a side topic talking mm-hmm. about like state fairs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This person was talking about they were on a ride, right? Mm-hmm. And something happened with the ride and the ride jammed and the ride wouldn't stop.
Oh, no.
And they were scared to cut the electricity because they weren't sure what would happen.
Yeah.
So these people were on this ride for 30 to 45 minutes. Can you imagine? And this was a ride where it was just like just going around and around and around. They said the entire night they were dizzy.
I bet.
Even when they went home and went to sleep and laid in bed, like...
Wow. Did they sue?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I would have sued.
Can you imagine?
That's really wild. Because I could definitely see that if you're doing it for that long.
Being stuck on a ride for 30 minutes.
Your equilibrium's probably all thrown off. And you're like, almost like you're walking around like you're drunk. Damn, that's crazy. That's really wild. And did they say what happened? So they eventually just shut it off?
It was just a random Reddit thread. I didn't get a lot of details.
That's funny.
You know.
Wow. Okay, so then I say State Fair Simulator. That should be one. Well, I mean, is that?
I want to try fried Oreos one day. I've never tried it.
Oh, fried Oreo Simulator? No.
State Fair.
The State Fair. Yeah, exactly. State Fair. I've never had a fried Twinkie.
Have you had fried Oreos?
Uh-uh, never.
I'd like to try both of those.
That'd be interesting. Have you ever seen like those fried Coke balls?
What's that?
They take Coke and fry it and put it in like little, Coca-Cola.
All right, I want to try it, but it sounds strange.
That's hilarious. So it's real interesting. But I saw like clips of it and videos of people playing the gas station simulator. And I'm like, it's literally someone like cleaning up a gas station, cleaning it up and doing all these different things. But interesting. Interesting. There's actually something else that I wanted to mention as far as something that I saw that was kind of interesting. Maybe this will bring you back to your childhood a little bit. So, did you know on Airbnb, they actually just opened up a Winnie the Pooh Airbnb? Like the actual treehouse.
Did you say Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie? Is it Winnie or Weenie?
Winnie.
Winnie?
Winnie.
Oh, did I say Weenie?
Yes.
Sorry.
You said Winnie. Winnie the Pooh's.
Winnie the Pooh. No.
What about him?
No. So, Airbnb actually has an Airbnb that guests can go rent for nights and stuff to stay in a treehouse. It's like the old treehouse. And like, here's the picture of like what it is. And
John, so, what was the new kid's name? John.
John, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't. John something.
Piglet.
Piglet. Yep. And you'll get, what's his name? Depressed Donkey.
Yeah. I'm not into that, but change the theme and I'd be into it.
Mm.
Like I'd sleep in Mario's castle.
Ooh, Bowser's castle or something.
Yeah,
wow, that'd be dope. You saw that what is it here in Atlanta? Outcast.
Was that in Atlanta?
No, that was in the UK.
Okay.
In the UK. But you saw in Atlanta Airbnb, big boy, they got the Dungeon family's old house on Airbnb now.
Really?
Yep. So everywhere where they recorded a lot of their music and stuff, Dungeon family, you can rent it and stay there. Yeah. And like they renovated it and made it look nice and stuff, and like, but it's like the same house that they did a lot of their music.
Wow. I was in this crazy Airbnb. I think it was an Airbnb. This place they rented out for a video shoot one time, and it had this dope Outcast mural, like graffiti, just on the wall. It was an insane house.
Oh, nice. I thought you were about to say it was like they were in this place that was like Pornhub, and like they were doing these crazy videos there.
There was this couch in this room and this camera just pointing at the couch.
And there's this girl by herself. I was like, why is this? And you're like, I need to leave.
Why am I here?
Why am I in front of the camera? That's hilarious. But yeah. And so I think, hold on, was that all?
I got some stuff if you ran out of stuff.
Yeah.
Should we jump into top five?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Top five villains.
Oh yeah. Remember you mentioned this before.
Top five villains.
Top five villains.
So this doesn't have to be just comic book superheroes.
It can be not real life.
Not do real life because, you know, it'd just be Hitler and, you know, whoever else.
And then people would be like, oh, so you don't think this person's a villain? You know, people getting upset or whatever.
Right. But okay. Top five villains. I'll start it off because maybe you got to do some thinking. I've already thought about this and I have mine planned out.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
As a kid, when I saw the original Star Wars, and just
heavy breathing.
Amazing. Amazing villain. And also you can kind of relate to him. It's Luke's father. It's like, damn. You know, I wish he was on the good side. Can we convert him? And
I get that.
Darth Vader, top five
villain. Okay. Well, I'm going to say somebody, even though sometimes I don't consider him, he is a villain in certain people's eyes. Mm-hmm. It's a classic. Everybody, we all know him. We all love him. We actually saw him recently. I'm going to say Thanos. Mm. That dude, he's a badass villain, even though sometimes I'm like, I see what you were doing.
Right.
You just did it the wrong way.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good one.
He's like, especially with the movies, how they made him look, you're like, damn, this motherfucker bad, man. Like, he's a bad dude.
Right. All right, I'm going to go with the Joker.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean,
Joker is the classic quintessential Batman villain, superhero villain. I will say I wasn't crazy about his Joaquin Phoenix movie. Everybody thought it was amazing.
What?
And it just wasn't amazing to me. I guess
Were you wanting more like Heath Ledger type of?
I don't know. I just felt like it was so hyped and it just kind of let me down a little bit.
Oh, it was overhyped for you. I actually loved it. I thought it was interesting because it seemed kind of like a, not normal isn't the right word, but more human type of thing. They made him versus like sometimes they'll make it more comic booky, if that makes sense.
Right.
But okay. I don't know why that shit didn't click in my head. Okay. I'm going to say one of my favorites growing up. I liked him a lot too. And actually like him still now. I might actually have a sticker of him. I might get him tattooed on my arm or something.
What?
But
I know who you're going to say.
No, you're not. No, you don't.
Dr. Doom.
Yep. Yeah.
You told me that was, I remember you telling
me
about that.
Damn, I should get a Dr. Doom tattoo. That's the next tattoo I get. But yeah, I like Dr. Doom a lot.
I don't know Dr. Doom. I got to get hip to him.
Bro, he's like, I grew up reading a lot of comic books and like, I didn't really like the Fantastic Four. I don't like them like that. Mm-hmm. But it was just something about Dr. Doom. And then, of course, MF Doom kind of took on that same mask type of thing. And he's like this really smart dude who, like in the comic books, like he's just badass, man. He can like do a lot of shit. Super smart. He's killed a lot of like powerful people. And yeah, he's super dope.
Feel it. Mm. I'm going to go Joffrey from Game of Thrones. That kid... People hate on Game of Thrones. It's my favorite show of all time.
Wow.
So what if the last season? I mean, the last season, it was good to me, man. Fuck y'all. Okay. First of all, don't unsubscribe from the podcast. I still love you, but come on, man. My favorite show of all time. Joffrey, when you just see him, it's just like eerie and, you know, spoiler alert. All right. Well, I'm not going to say it, but
spoils. No.
I mean, you probably already.
I've seen it.
If you're invested. I don't know. Anyway, Joffrey, man. Mm. Creepy. Just makes your blood boil and curdle, that kind of thing.
Okay. I get that. Then let me think.
He was only a kid.
That's crazy. Yeah, and you know, shit was like
kid villain.
I kind of feel like in medieval times in real life, there's people like that.
Hell yeah.
There were there was like kids running this empire. And when you think of it, you're like, this motherfucker is like 12 years old or not even that. And just like, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
So, okay. Who did I have? I just had somebody in my mind. I'm going to say I'm stuck between these two, or maybe I'll mention both. So, okay. One of my favorite villains growing up too. So I was mine's going to be like a lot of comic book stuff, but I was really big into Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I like Spider-Man a lot. And one of my favorite all-time villains is Venom.
That's a good one.
Venom is like...
I was considering him.
He's super dope and he was super cool. He's kind of like... Sometimes Spider-Man can kind of be like, oh, I'm the good guy. But then you have this big like spider dude too, who's stronger. You're like, damn, this motherfucker cold as hell. And so Venom is like super dope.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh. You're getting like all the movie villains. Like, oh, that's a good one.
Creepy. Just feel like he could... outsmart everybody.
Damn.
Dangerous.
True. And like just psychotic and like, but he's psychotic in a smooth way.
Yes. You also know? Amazing books. If you ever want to read books or listen to them on Audible, Silence of the Lambs is one of my favorite books of all time.
Really?
Creepy as hell and amazing.
Wow.
I loved it.
Okay. What are we on? What's this?
That was my number four.
Four? Okay. So I got two more. I was going to save this for my last one, but I'm kind of blanking out, so I'm going to say this one. So, another guy, people are going to be like, this is a cheap pick. If you've seen the new Justice League, Darkseid, if you know who that is.
Are you going to go with Darkseid?
Bro, he's basically like Thanos in a way, but he's stronger and he's better.
I don't know anything. Is it a person that has like can speak, or is it just like this wild ass animal?
No. He's a person. So
I only really know him from the movie.
Yeah. So like the Snyder cut kind of showed him better, where he's just like this almost like general-esque type of dude who he's like the epitome of evil, or he wants to dominate like the entire galaxy and all these different things. Super strong, super like just crazy. And he's like one of Superman's like foes and stuff, and the Justice League and all that stuff. And he's like super powerful and badass. And like he wants nothing but like punishment for everybody.
Mm.
Super, super dope.
I feel it. Magneto.
Ah, nice.
Great villain. Smart. Sometimes you're like, damn, I'm on his side. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. His family got fucked. He does deserve, you know, but damn, he shouldn't, you know.
No.
All that kind of stuff. Damn. Magneto's an amazing villain.
Magneto. Man, there's like so much to choose from. Let me think. Because I was about to pick like, I was going to try to step away from comic books because I've picked a lot of comic books.
You can keep it straight comic.
If I had to pick another bad guy, let me think. Like, I know I'm missing out, like, a lot of people. I'm going to say, this is the only dude that's popping up in my head right now. I'm going to say, also because of the movie, he did such a good job in, like, when they made this movie. But I really liked Killmonger.
Killmonger.
The Michael B. Jordan villain.
Oh, from Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Okay.
Because he was also badass. And he, like a lot of these villains, sometimes you're kind of like, I see where you're coming from.
Same with Magneto.
Same way, like, I see what you're doing, man. I see it, but you're going about it the wrong way.
Even Thanos, you know what I mean? Thanos. I guess Thanos.
I mean, he wanted to be fair. He's like, look, I'm not picking people. I'm just going to snap my finger and whoever got picked, get picked.
So was that five?
Yeah, that was five.
I got five honorable mentions.
Uh-oh.
Right, we can go through these quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Newman from Seinfeld. There was something about that guy, yo.
Yeah.
Jerry knew there was something fucked up about him. Couldn't put his finger on it. Newman probably had people locked in the fucking basement, bro.
He worked at the post office.
Newman.
Oof.
From Seinfeld.
That's funny.
Bowser from Super Mario.
That's a really good villain. Damn.
Quintessential villain.
Yep.
Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's a good one,
always
too.
Always holding Springfield down, yo. Fucking got his foot on the necks of the community. Homelander from The Boys.
Oh, is that the dude who appears to be like a good guy?
He looks like Superman.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah,
Have
yeah,
you
yeah,
seen
yeah.
The Boys?
No, I need to watch it.
Dude, amazing fucking show. You need to watch it as soon as possible.
Mm.
And last out of my honorable mentions, Loki.
Loki, okay.
Loki's kind of a good guy, but he's supposed to be a bad guy.
Ooh.
But
I'm gonna mention some comic books real quick. Only like three or four because I had to pull up a list because I know I forgot a bunch of people. One that I remember, Apocalypse. If you remember Apocalypse,
I don't.
Oh damn,
I'm not hip.
Red Skull.
I know that one, but
he's a Nazi.
Yep.
But he's crazy. Ultron, you remember Ultron? Marvel.
I fucked with that movie. People hated on that movie.
I liked it
too.
I thought
that movie was dope.
He's dope. There's also the opposite of Venom, Carnage. You know Carnage. He's another guy, and I think that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
You know, there's some that we just completely skipped over.
I know. There's what? Oh, you know, I was thinking about him, Jason. I was also thinking about Freddy.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger, Jason, Chucky. No. Child's Play.
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun. Damn. You know, that had potential to go somewhere until they took him to the hood. And I was like, okay, they're just ruining. They're like, whatever. They're going to watch this. What's the dude? Ghostface? The dude from Scream?
Ghostface.
The guy with the mask.
Oh, from the Scream movie.
Yeah, that's what he's called.
Ah.
So, but now I'm trying to think of horror movies. The Texas Chainsaw people. That dude with the mask. Leatherface.
Was that based on a true story?
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first saw the movie.
We can't use that one. It was based on a true story.
Oh, that's never mind. Person. Whoops. But, okay, besides that, but I remember when I first heard that was based on a true story, I was like, Jesus Christ, people like this exist?
Yes.
I was like, this is wild. And I was like, I'm never going to Texas. But then I went to Texas.
I've never been.
don't go. No.
But yeah, man, that was fun.
Yeah. What's y'all's top 10? Or wait, we did top 5. Sorry.
Top 5.
Top 5. They're going to be like, you forgot the guy with the glasses.
I mean, there's some big ones we left off.
There are a lot of big ones. Yeah. But it depends. Somebody's going to say, even though this is real life, the government? No.
The Taliban?
Taliban. The cartel? No. But anyway.
Yeah, man.
Let's hold on. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right. And we're back.
Yo, so I got a couple news segments. We're just going to run through these real quick.
Hey, okay.
Real quick.
Let's see what's going on in the world today.
In the world. I feel like we've already talked about Drake enough, but I just got to mention. Did you see how he dominated the Billboard charts?
Yeah, I think, was it 10 songs?
He had 10. He had 9 out of the top 10.
Damn.
Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi's song Together are the only song that denied him from having all top 10. He had 14 out of the top 20.
That's wild.
And he also had a bunch from 20 to 30. So
crazy.
Congratulations on that.
Have you listened to that album?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's Draken, you know what I mean? when you need some Drakeage, you go to Drake.
It's Draken. That's gonna be a verb. That's a new verb. It's Draken.
It's very Drakeish, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I enjoy certain aspects of it.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I lost my place. Okay, so SpaceX capsule to return from orbit tonight.
Yo, I saw that. So what is that? Like,
capping off the first tourism mission. So basically there are 4 people up there. They aren't necessarily astronauts.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming back tonight. They were in, you know, orbit, outer space.
What?
And now they're coming back. And
so, do you know how long they were out there?
Not very long. Okay. There's actually a Netflix documentary on this, which I should have watched. I'm going to watch it, but it would have allowed me to talk more intelligently about this right now. But I don't know how long they were up there. But it's funny. I was just looking at the article earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk, you know, he has Asperger's. Mm-hmm. So sometimes him talking, he might not say like the right perfect things.
Yeah.
But he described the capsule going through reentry, and this is a quote, like a blazing meteor coming in. And so it's hard not to get vaporized. That's not the best thing to say,
Elon. You don't want
to
hear that.
Come on, Elon.
You don't want to hear that if you're on that little that ship or whatever.
Golly. You're but what? It's called the Crew Dragon. So hopefully
Crew Dragon.
The Dragon is successful tonight. Tonight is, we're recording this on a Saturday, so
okay.
Hopefully everything goes smoothly.
Hopefully.
And they make it back safely.
Exactly. Wow.
More news. This one's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans have spread a rumor that President Biden's ability to speak is controlled with a wireless push button. Senator James Risch, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Risch. R-I-S-C-H.
Risch.
We're going to say Risch.
Okay.
Asked Secretary of State Blinken.
Blinken.
What
the hell?
I guess their last name is Blinken. To tell him the name of the person who has the authority to press the button and to cut off the president's speaking ability.
Yo.
This isn't a fake thing. This is actual, and they actually have the quotes today of the conversation. Risch said, I'm more concerned about the top decision making We have all seen this. We have seen it recently as yesterday. Somebody in the White House has the authority to press the button and cut off the president's speaking ability. Who is that person?
Wow.
Blinken says, I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one. Then he gets cut off. Are you saying that there is no one in the White House who can cut him off?
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. It has been widely reported that someone has the ability to cut off his sound and stop him from speaking. Who is that person? Then Blinken says there's no such person. Then Risch says, are you unaware this is happening? It actually happened yesterday at the Interagency Fire Center. It was widely reported. The media has not reported on it. Fake news. Come on, media. Yo. Biden's a robot. Come on.
Yo.
But yeah, basically, I mean, this thing goes on and on. I could keep reading this, but this person thinks that Biden is like being controlled.
Yeah. Like a robot.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm done.
So.
That's wild to think that he's like, yeah, somebody's got a button that controls them.
Some people running the country right there.
Man, I tell you, sometimes when you think it's gotten crazy, it just keeps getting crazier.
Yes.
That's real funny.
And that's it for news, man. That was super quick. That's all I had.
Okay. Dope. Well, then I think we're going to go ahead and go to the segment, the last segment of the show that we always end with. It's that time for the Not All Here moment. We actually have Not All Here moments ourselves.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I actually remembered one.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, do I want to say this? And I said, yes.
All right, mine's super quick. Should I go first or last?
Let's say you go first.
Okay. So I don't know about your phone, mm-hmm. but my phone sometimes has a mind of its own when I plug it into my car.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'll play alphabetically the first song, okay. right?
Yeah.
And then you get so tired of that song, but sometimes it'll play just something different. You ever have that happen? It'll play like a random song, or it'll play just something from Instagram that I had watched like, you know, forever ago.
Oh, that'd be wild if it did that and you actually play like some Pornhub or something. And you're like, oh,
okay. So, I was getting into my car with one of the homies.
Oh no.
I plug in my phone and then all of a sudden you just hear moaning.
Oh my.
And I just turned off like, oh, I don't know. I think I had watched, I had watched this video the fucking night before.
Oh my God.
And I guess on Safari or the browser, I didn't close the video, I guess. So then when I plugged in my phone, it was just...
Oh, my God.
So I just turned that off real quick. I was like, oh, that's awkward. Damn.
What, did y'all talk? Did you?
Not really. It was just like, oh, come on, bro. And that was that. You know what I mean? I just put on some music.
Yo, that's hilarious.
This happened recently. This didn't happen that long ago. Oh,
my God. Yeah. That's hilarious. I've never had anything like that happen. That's super
imagine
funny.
Imagine you were going on like a date or you were meeting someone for the first time, or like meeting your girlfriend's mother or like, you know, some shit like that.
You're like, let me play some music.
Let me just plug my phone in.
There you're like, no, that's a part of the song.
Oh.
That's hilarious. I think I did see a video a long time ago where something like that happened. But it was this guy, or no, it was this son, and his grandpa was going in the car, and he didn't know that happened, right? Mm-hmm. So he had actually seen a video, but I think the volume was turned down, but on the screen, you could see what the title of the thing was, and it was like, Grandma Takes Dead of the...
Naked Butts 5. Damn.
I was like, yo, y'all are wild for this.
So that was the grandpa's phone.
That was the grandpa's phone. He connected it. But he didn't realize, and he was recording it. This was like, I think, early on TikTok. Mm. And he was like, I was like, this man is wild. He was like, and he didn't even say nothing to him. He was just recording him. I was like, Jesus Christ. That's hilarious. That's funny how that happens. But no, it's funny because usually most of the time mine will either play like if I don't have Spotify open, it'll play my alphabetical songs or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it'll play whatever I was last listening to on Spotify. So that's funny that happened. That's real awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll go to mine. So mine, this happened, man, when I was younger. I think I was like maybe like 13 or 14. So a long time ago, when I lived in Arkansas with my mom's. So one summer, She was like, you're going to go live with your grandmother in Texas. And my, at the time, my grandmother lived in this town really close to the border called Brownsville. And it's like near Port Isabel and like all these, just really like near the border, a lot of Latin people around and stuff. And she lived on like this plot of land that had neighbors, but then like off to the sides of the house were like farmlands. And so we would always be bored because they're like nothing to do. And we had like a PlayStation, so I'd be playing or whatever. So in a small house of like, it's like a two bedroom, like it was me, my older sister, my two uncles and my aunt when they were younger. And I was like the youngest there, I think. And I remember like one day they were like, hey, we got a cousin that's going to come through and just hang out. And we're like, all right. And most of the time when you're living in the country, you kind of just do whatever to pass the time, right?
Right.
You just make up stuff. So one day my uncles go, all right, y'all, we're all going to wrestle each other in a tournament. All right. In the front. And like they laid out like these old like mattresses, but like they, it was like this old mattress. And then what they did is like the rest of the people who weren't wrestling, whoever you pulled or whatever is like who you fought, but the, everybody else would surround the mattress. So you would have to wrestle. And I remember feeling like really awkward. I'm like, I was like, I'm really the youngest. I was like, I don't know what I can do. So what they ended up doing, which was not fair and it was not my decision, is they put me against one of my cousins who came through and it was a girl. And so I'm like, I was like, I don't want to wrestle a girl. Like, I don't want to do that. So they're like, nope, you got to do it. And then they're like, all right, come on, come on, come on. They were telling me to wrestle. So, and she was like the type of girl who was kind of tomboyish. So she was like, come on. And she would like grab me. I'd be like, but like, I didn't know. I was like, do I just go full strength or do I, what do I do? Do I just lose? So what I ended up doing was I grabbed her by the by her arms and then I just went, pushed her. But I didn't realize that I actually ended up pushing her harder than I thought. And she ended up going into a window. And
then you pushed her through a window?
She didn't go through it. She just like her arm went through and went, broke it. And then she had a little cut. And then they were like, wow, we can't believe you would do that. And I was like, I didn't do it. I was like, y'all are forcing me to do this. And then she started laughing and she was like, wow, so you hit women. I was like, I don't do this. This you guys are fighting me. And so, but she was fine and she had like a little cut and she got bandaged up. And I remember feeling so embarrassed. And then she was like, she's like, it happens, whatever. I was like, no, that's not supposed to happen.
How old were you?
I was like 12 or 13.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. It was wild, you know.
Domestic violence at an early age.
No, more like equal rights. No. We want equality. No. That's funny. It was hilarious. But like, but it's funny because the rest of my uncles and like my brothers and sisters, like they fought like the same gender people. But I happened to get like the bad luck.
The bad draw.
I got the bad draw and they made me do that. Because like I didn't know what I was supposed to do because like she was like smaller than me. So I'm like, she can't lift me or anything.
So was that a win or did you lose by TKO? Did you get disqualified?
I think I was disqualified.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. It made me think of, you remember those old games where they would do like a ring out? That's what it was.
You dishonored.
Ring out.
Yeah. Dishonored the family.
And then I remember they talked about it for like 2 days and I was like, can y'all shut up about this, please? I was so over. I was so embarrassed. It was super funny though. Bro. Yep. But that's the podcast.
That's the podcast, man.
Remember, equality. No. Anyway, that's episode 42 of the Not Out Here podcast. We're actually, now I'm about to start counting down. We're 10 away.
Dang,
from bro. From a year's worth of talking. And yeah, so if you're listening to Not All Here, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure that you subscribe, follow, rate, review. Really helps us reach new listeners. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram. It's at Not All Here Podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you follow Cool Ass People, Cool ASSPPL.
Yes.
Follow our personal pages. Mine's is It's Easy L. Yeah.
JRB the producer. Follow me, but also follow your heart.
The way you said that.
Go where your heart guides you.
Follow your heart and make sure you close any browser windows before you plug your phone in your car.
Yes.
But we'll catch y'all on the next one. Yeah.